AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. After the U.S. capture of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores, Venezuela's High Court ordered Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of interim president. President Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One yesterday. When asked by a reporter what the U.S. needs from Rodriguez, Trump said,
"Total access. We need total access. We need access to the oil and to other things in their country that allow us to rebuild their country."
What other things?
A lot of things. Roads that aren't built, bridges that are falling down. Yeah, bridges that are falling down, nobody can go anywhere.
Trump also commented on the 32 Cuban security officers killed in Venezuela.
A lot of Cubans were killed yesterday, you know that. A lot of Cubans were killed.
You know how many?
The bodyguards. No, they're looking, but there was a lot of death on the other side. No death on our side. But there was a lot of death on the other side, unfortunately. But a lot of Cubans were killed yesterday, trying to protect him.
The officers were killed during the strikes in Venezuela. Cuba's government confirmed the first official death count yesterday. According to a statement read on Cuban state television, the Cuban military and police officers were carrying out a mission at the request of Venezuela's government. It's still unclear what the Cubans were working on in Venezuela, but Cuba is a close ally of the South American country and has sent military and police forces to assist in operations for years. Maduro and his wife are due in federal court in New York today. They both face charges of participating in a narco-terrorism conspiracy. In other news, the flu is rising rapidly across the U.S. It's driven by a new variant known as subclade K. Cases are expected to keep growing with holiday travel. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a deadly attack in northern Nigeria.
Police in northern Nigeria say at least 30 villagers in Niger State have been killed and others were abducted when gunmen raided a village Saturday evening. Police say the gunmen opened fire on residents and razed down the local market and several houses. At least two residents say about 37 people were killed, but that death toll could be much higher as people remain missing. A resident of the village says the gunmen had been lurking around nearby communities for about a week before the attack. Now survivors are too afraid to recover the bodies. Saturday's attack happened near a community where more than 300 school children and their teachers were kidnapped from a Catholic school in November. I'm Donna Warder.
More on this story at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.